Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. Today is the 7th of September.
I almost said August.
I'm like, we're out of August. But we're in September, so here we are.
September the 7th. Yeah. Well, it's a day late on the podcast, so that's why you were going to say
That's right. We usually do it on Monday, but we were off yesterday.
It's Labor Day.
It was Labor Day.
Yep.
So we were on Sunday in the book of John, the passage with Nicodemus, very familiar. And also John 3:16 is in there, which is a very familiar verse. And you definitely mentioned the football game and the signs that we often see.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody mentioned that to me because I don't watch a lot of sports, and I wasn't sure if people are still holding up the big yellow John 3:16 signs, but apparently they are because people knew.
And there's been players, I think, that have had them on their eyes, the football players, like I've seen it where they, you know, the eyes, little black thing in the eyes, I'll put inside of that John 3:16. So it's still there.
Okay. Well, you should put it on your eyes and show up at church on Sunday.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't know if that's in the dress code.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But give us a little bit of an overview. It was a lot.
It was a big passage.
That's a very long section. Mm-hmm. So give us a little bit of an overview of where you went.
Well, you have here a recorded conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. And as I said, apparently the gospel writer, John, was listening.
Was near.
Somebody was listening because they wrote it down. But it's a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. Mm-hmm. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, but God was stirring in his heart to seek the truth and to try to understand the kingdom of God and how to enter the kingdom of God. And so Jesus goes into this conversation with him. And two parts of it that we pulled out on Sunday were, Jesus said, you must be born again. Mm-hmm. And the second part is he spoke of the cross, that he would be lifted up. And that could refer to his exaltation too, his being lifted up after the resurrection to glory. But it certainly speaks of his cross before the resurrection, where he's crucified, he's lifted up on the cross, and that people are to turn to him and believe. So you must be born again, and you must believe in Christ crucified. Mm-hmm. And those were two main elements of the gospel message that Jesus lays out before Nicodemus in this passage. I actually said Sunday there were going to be 4 points, and points 3 and 4 got merged because and sort of just blown past. Somebody came up and said, "What was point 4?" I just looked at the clock and realized I
don't have time for point 4.
I was running behind.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to pick up in verse 16 this week of John 3:16, and go through the end of that section through 21, kind of come back to it this week. But that was it. So the bottom line is, Sunday, we saw Jesus sharing the gospel with Nicodemus. You must be born again, the work of the Spirit, and you must believe in Christ on the cross, the work of the Son.
Yeah, good. So we got one question that was sent in to me, and it has to do with this passage, mm-hmm. but also a question about missions. So when we think about in the church missions, we're talking about the advancement of the gospel, mm-hmm. both in our city and around the world. So here's a question, Scott. What does John chapter 3, this recorded conversation mm-hmm. with Nicodemus, have to do with missions? How does it relate? Does it relate to missions?
Yeah. Yes, it does. What a great question that is for somebody to ask. It has everything to do with missions. Where would I start on that? Well, the whole message of missions, meaning the message of the gospel that is to go to all the nations, mm-hmm. the message by which people are saved and enter into a life of discipleship and are taught to live as followers of Jesus, is really rooted right here in John 3. Mm-hmm. So we would say, what is our message as we are taking the gospel on mission, wherever that is? Mm-hmm. And it is, you must be born again. Mm-hmm. And it is also Christ is lifted up on the cross as the atonement for sin, and you must believe to have eternal life.
Yeah.
So that's one thing it has. It really defines our mission for us. I would say, too, that we get a sense of this message is for the world, because the whole message is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So therein is one little passage that tells us that our message, the message of Jesus that has come to us and we've now received and now are sending out, is a world message. It's not just a message for our group of people, our tribe, our nation, you know, our tongue, but for all the world. So it creates an impulse for us to want the message to go to the world. So that's the second thing. One thing is it's the message, and two, it's the message for the whole world. I would say a third thing that this passage says to us about missions is that we can have confidence. It's one of the things I was trying to press home on Sunday, this idea you must be born again. And of course you're automatically thinking, I can't birth myself. I mean, I can't rebirth myself. How is that supposed to work? Well, God must do this. Well, that could lead somebody down a wrong path. You know, well, what if God doesn't? Well, that's not why Jesus said it. Jesus said it because he was saying, this is what God is doing. This is what he wants to do. This is what he plans to do, intends to do, will accomplish. So, you know, that's why, I mean, I don't have a verse in John that says Nicodemus became a follower of Jesus. But you do have Nicodemus throughout John, at least two other occasions recorded in John, where it seems that the spiritual trajectory for Nicodemus is toward faith in Christ. What does that mean? It means that God worked. So here's the confidence that we have as the church is about the gospel to every person, is that not that every person is going to be saved, but that God is going to, by his own power, give the new birth to people. It is not an endeavor that is in vain. So that's what I would encourage our church to understand. That as we are about the gospel to the world, to the world meaning like right outside our door, in our own home, and then right outside our door, and then in our city, and then in our country, and then around the world, we can have absolute confidence that God is going to graciously awaken people to faith in Jesus Christ.
So,
that's a great question. Missions out of John 3:16. You know, this is our message. It's a message for the world, and we have absolute confidence in God to accomplish it.
And I like the, you know, kind of going off the confidence, you know, point for a moment. You know, here is Jesus with a Pharisee, Nicodemus, who I think if you kind of pinpoint a group of people in the Gospels that you would think would never trust in Jesus, it would have probably been the Pharisees. But yet, and so I think for me, as I look at that and think about missions, I know it's not directly tied, but it could be indirectly tied, is that we all have people in our minds that we go, well, they're so far gone, there's no way. But it comes back around, our job is not to try to discern where the Spirit is working, but to be obedient and present Jesus lifted up and let God work.
Let him work. I love that you brought that out. I almost brought it out in the sermon and then just decided not to. Again, I couldn't cover everything. But I was struck when I read John 3 this time. Look who Jesus is talking to. Now, in chapter 4, look who Jesus is going to talk to. A Samaritan woman. Chapter 3, look who he is talking to. A Pharisee. And here's a Pharisee that Jesus is sitting down with at night and clearly communicating to him the work of the Holy Spirit in the new birth and the work of Christ in the atonement on the cross. A Pharisee. That means you can't write off anybody. You know.
Which is the story of the Bible, as we will see in Acts with, you know, Saul, who becomes Paul, and think of all of this. It's saying, hey, my job is to present Christ lifted up. And then that message alone has the power to save anybody. So very powerful. Well, I think it's a great thing to think about in our role and then God's role in missions and trusting him, having confidence in him, but yet being bold to share the message of Christ with people around us. Well, thank you for John chapter 3.
And yeah, we're gonna stay in it this week. Actually, a couple more weeks in John 3 because okay. I am going to backtrack and pick up verses that I didn't really cover well on Sunday because of time.
Okay.
And then another week after that with back to John the Baptist.
Good. So don't turn to chapter 4 yet. We'll still be in chapter 3 next week and the next week. All right. Thanks, Scott. Thanks.